Hello, welcome to Betch Slaps. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. And what here we are.
Again. Yay.
I feel like I say that every week.
Same. It's like I have a script that's just in my head. Like I hear it all the time.
Seriously. Let's start with our love it or hate it Vanderpump Rules recap.
Love it. Well, we love it,
but some people don't like it. But I'm sorry, guys. You can fast forward.
Okay. I feel like with shows like Vanderpump Rules or really any show, like I get really invested in like one aspect of like the plot at any given time. So right now I'm really invested in Sheena's delusions.
Yeah. That's definitely the most like exciting thing happening.
I mean, they're obviously also editing it to make her seem more
crazy. I don't know. They're making like him seem like he thinks she's crazy too. I've never heard of someone saying like I love you to someone continuously who doesn't say it back.
Yeah.
Wait, like one time maybe. But like
one time I would never say it again. I'd be like
she'd be like, he doesn't have to say it. It's like that's almost like the craziest thing you could possibly say out loud. Like he doesn't have to say it. I just know.
Yeah. Like some of the was that the craziest thing she said? There was something where I was like, oh, like I literally like doubled over and like I felt like I got punched in the stomach.
I'm
on
trying
her
to remember, but she definitely like seems like a psychopath.
She basically said
Rob like, is like that. A life he saved Jax's life. He's just like so amazing.
Yeah. Oh my, but okay, obviously she spends a lot of, does she talk about anything else?
Maybe she does this season, but it's definitely not aired.
This is it. Where she's like, we already named our future kid. Like Madison, oh, yes. Ray, Lee, Roletta or something.
Yeah, that was absurd. Oh my God.
That was the moment where I was like, I literally just like fell on the floor.
Do you think they're feeding her these lines or she's actually crazy enough that she's saying them?
I don't think that the producers know what they're pretending to name their kids. I feel like this conversation happens and he probably sits there and doesn't respond. And she's like, so what are we going to name our kids? I think it should be Madison, Ray, Lee, Valletta. And then he's like, yeah, he probably is like, yeah, like, let's go fuck. And she's like, yeah, like we're going to have kids and we're gonna live in this house. And like, we're going to renovate the Big Bear cottage.
Is she
all
with
on
him
your
now?
Money. The last I read on her Instagram, they both put up these posts that were like, no one understands our love.
Right, like we love each other. Our love does not need a label or something like that.
Do you think she wrote that caption for him? He also put something up.
No, I think he kept saying like the thing about the no labels. Like no labels is like such an asshole term.
He's so not committed. Mm-hmm. And also like, oh my God.
She shouldn't be committed either. She just got, she like isn't even divorced.
She is divorced now.
Is she? Well, now I don't think she was on the show at that point.
No, I think she was divorced, but it was like very new.
Okay.
And she, yeah. Well, okay. Think it makes sense why. It's much easier to just like move on to this like perfect person and put him on a pedestal and make everything so feel so amazing and never, rather than like start over, break yourself right down a bit and like deal with your problems. Like it, I understand why she would prefer this. He's there. He's not dumping her. He's just not giving her like,
I don't understand how she's not like so embarrassed to say those things though. She sounds like a lunatic.
I think that, okay, you don't understand how she, yeah, I don't understand how a person in theory is, mm-hmm, isn't too embarrassed to say those things. But then you have Sheena who like, got married to Shay and like,
right, that's like her style. Maybe he likes that she's like just obsessed with him though, and he like he can like keep her at arm's length.
I'm sure, because why else would you do it? Like Brittany said like last week,
right, he must like
something.
It or else he wouldn't be with her.
Or like maybe it's just like really works for him because like she basically like worships the ground he walks on. He gets to like be as committed or not committed as he wants. He basically calls all the shots and he doesn't dislike her, mm-hmm, but it's really the best of both worlds for him because he gets a girl who's obsessed with him who he can like make as close or as distant as he wants,
right,
and he gets to have sex with her and he can choose to like be with her if he decides to one day,
right, and she'll do whatever
him. Right, and she's down. It's yeah, it's so funny how like she sounds so shallow when she talks about it, when she's like, you know, I was dating Shay who was like this like poor musician and now I'm dating Rob who started his own production company and has a boat and he has a house, and it's like, what are his personal,
right,
qualities?
Shay seemed to like her more than this,
yeah,
guy.
Right, well like what are, like have you said one thing about Rob Valletta that is not like a completely shallow like,
right,
resume
besides
line?
The fact that he's like mature which is still like isn't really relayed in his relationship with you,
right? Like is he nice, like what, like not nice, that's such a generic word, but like what has he done, like what has he done for you,
right,
like,
is he so funny? I think she just, yeah, she
selfless.
Likes the idea of him,
yeah, and I don't blame her. That. He sounds honestly awesome.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I date Rob, but like it's just very like, I don't know, it's really sad. She's super delusional, and like when this, I don't know how this is gonna end.
Yeah, she has some issues. What about the rest of the crew? I guess there was the, like, what's her name? Ariana got mad that Tom's going to Vegas without her on his birthday.
Yeah.
She's like annoying me a little bit.
I think they're not in like the best place. It's like all the,
they just got so much closer.
Yeah, but it like the early stuff has like worn off, and now they're like more, it's like more real, and they're more like dealing with like each other's like negative qualities as opposed to like the positive qualities that like people tend to put forth in the beginning of a relationship.
Right.
Like when, because I think she is dealing with some personal issues that are making her insecure, and so she is being very like
clingy
and annoying. Mm-hmm. And he like,
I mean, I would be clingy if my boyfriend were one of the Toms. They're just like rampant cheaters historically, so
yeah.
I kind of get it.
Yeah. Oh my God. They are.
So like, I would get that in that sense. But it's like not even like, oh, like, don't you trust me? Like, oh, of course not. Of course I don't trust you.
Right. It's like here's the thing. There's no trust amongst any of them. They're right. Just this like group of like, they're very close friends, obviously, but they're like all just like drunk all the time. And there's no sense of like standards or like, oh, like I'm loyal to my friend. And yeah. like, cause think about like all the like evolutions that they've gone through in terms of like who's friends with who and who's exiled from the group and who's in the group and who's like
friends. Exactly. And there's very little security.
Yeah. And that's why they all have to be such assholes, because like when you're in an insecure place, you have to act like an asshole so that you're
protect
not the
yourself,
one.
Yeah.
Right. For protection.
Yeah. And the whole like James Raquel, like Lala thing, like I don't really give a shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not the most exciting plot line to me.
James obviously is just obsessed with Lala.
Right. Because she's like, she's definitely more substantial than like Raquel.
Yeah. And yeah. And she, yeah, exactly. They sort of look similar, and she's right. cooler, and like Raquel doesn't, I don't know. I have no opinion on Raquel. She was here in the office yesterday. I missed
she
it.
She seems like she doesn't have a ton to say.
Right. So Lala is interesting. Lala wants someone better than James, though.
Right.
And
but, he's like, I hit it first.
Or yeah. But Lala obviously doesn't like mind having him like
obsessed with her. Right.
Like it doesn't bother her. I think if she could choose, she would keep it the way it is.
Right. But she's also like, I can understand her thing where she's like, I don't want to maintain a friendship with someone who's like verbally abusive. So true. Like, if you don't watch yourself, like, we're not going to just be like friends that like once hooked up, we're going to be like nothing.
Right. Well, he is verbally abusive because he's sexually frustrated that they can't fuck, basically.
Right. Like, and he's like James. So like, that's how he expresses that.
Yeah. Instead of being like sad, he's just like,
attacks her and her relationship,
and he's drunk.
Yeah. But on that note, on the note of adult friendships,
which all of these people
right
which just tried apply.
To, right, this weird friend group who was like in their 30s, and Jax, who's like almost 40,
and Rob, who
and
is
Rob
the same age as
who's
Jax.
So much better than everyone else, according to like Gina and actually some of the other people too,
and also me.
Yes.
Yeah. You.
Although he's on the show. Rob, don't forget you're on the show. Okay.
He would not choose to be on the show. He's on the show.
It's always a choice.
I don't think it is always a choice, but I think that like his association with Sheena, she ends like.
It's a choice.
But he wouldn't have ended up. He wouldn't have been the circumstance to be on the show if not for her.
Right. But he could also date her off the show. Like you have a choice to like sign the contract or not sign the contract. But like,
that's
just
true.
Remember, Rob, whenever you're feeling too high and mighty, you're on Vanderpump Rules, okay?
And
if you're listening, you agree to be on it.
Yeah. Okay, adult friendships.
No one can take that from you.
So we wanted to talk about adult friendships today. I mean, think about like all those memes about how like people feel like, oh, I have no friends, and I like ignore everyone for 3 months, and then I like
come out of the woodwork. Yeah.
So I think about, I look at these like Vanderpump Rules people, and they sort of remind me of like us in college.
Yeah, I was thinking that
like we were just like this.
Right. Well, the cool thing about college, yeah, but we were like 10 years younger than them. The cool thing right. about college is that like you're never, I feel like, as like integrated in your friends' lives as you are in college. Like you live with them, you go out with them, you like go to class with them, like mm-hmm. they are like your
priority.
You're like every like really like you're so inundated with your friends in college, like they're there like 24/7.
Yeah. And it's like kind of like your identity. Like think about even like sorority. It's like
right.
a lot of people, I mean, not us, I mean kind of us, but like a lot of people get their friends from their sorority, or their friend group is like within the sorority, and it's like it becomes this identity. Like, I'm friends with these people and we're all like this, and we right. all do these things, and we're like, we have a group name, we have a group chat, right.
And this is how we drink before we go out, and this is what we do for Halloween, yeah. and this is how we like and go to the bars, and
here are our Instagrams,
right, this is the time that we go out. I mean, yeah. when we were in college, we didn't have Instagram, thank God, but
we had Muploads.
We did. Those were like the. I was telling someone like tagging like having your boyfriend and like your long distance college boyfriend be in like pictures with other girls. Do you remember how like some guys mm-hmm. like wouldn't allow that?
Yeah,
they like wouldn't like their girlfriends wouldn't allow like them to be in pictures with girls. And now it's probably like their girlfriends don't allow them to like other girls like pictures yeah. who are like in their college or something.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. It's probably so hard to be long distance in the age of Instagram stories.
Right. Think about how many like Instagram pictures you have to like stalk for your boyfriend in the background.
Yeah. You're so stressful. Stalking like random girls in random sororities at other schools who are like, you're probably looking at their stories like,
right.
You one is probably
right. You're like, where the fuck is he?
Yeah, in like a random sorority girl, just to like, oh, I know that like his frat had a mixer with like this sorority, so they look at like every girl,
right? Or like, are you following your ex on Instagram? Like, what are you doing? Anyway, yeah. We digress. Our actual topic is about how that's changed as you get older and you graduate college and you enter the real world, where yeah. you're not, your friends aren't like,
yeah, aren't like your central identity. So right. like you wrote as like a question, like, do friend groups exist? Like, how do like do they exist?
I think they do to an extent, in terms of like there's certain things that are always going to bring certain people together. You have like your high school friends, and then you have your college friends, your camp right. friends. You're all, like, they're yeah. sort of like the shared groups of people with like shared experiences, which people can always go back to.
Right.
But I think that obviously those evolve, and when those institutions aren't in place to like keep you all together, people have to make like a much bigger effort in order to stay friends with someone.
Right. And I think a lot of times it becomes like, oh, like we are getting together as a group for an occasion, right. not for like just because we feel
just
like
to like chill. Yeah.
And I think that like what you sort of see is that like who in the group you actually relate to as like a person, as opposed mm-hmm. to like a drinking friend.
Right.
And like then like you tend to just like drift. Like it's like kind of like, who do you talk to during the week? Who do you actually right. like,
who would you tell about like an actual issue that you had?
Yeah. Or like an event that happened to you, like
right.
or who do you like actually like have like a like
who would you get dinner alone with?
Yeah,
that's the real adult friendship test.
Although dinner alone, I think can be like about acquaintances too. Like I think that you can like do dinner alone. Like I don't think dinner alone necessarily implies like intimate like relationships.
I don't know. Maybe it depends on the person. I wouldn't really have dinner alone with someone that I like.
I have like a catch up with people who I'm not like texting on a daily basis. Like
I mean, I don't text that many people on a daily basis. Same. Like
no, on a daily basis.
I don't. I like also, and also like the nature of friendships evolve. Like I think, and it depends on the person. Like I have friends that I don't speak to for months, but I'll have like a phone call with them and like a catch up. And I find it much more like
meaningful.
Real and meaningful than a friend that I would like text every day about like a reality show or like small. Like I don't really like the small talk of friendships personally.
Right. Right. That the need for small talk sort of goes away. Also, you're drunk less, so. Like, so it's sort
there's
of
less
like
drama that involves all of you too,
right, and it's sort of like if you are one of the people, if you are continuing to like maintain drama, like mm-hmm. that just says like really bad things about like who you are as a person, because like I think that partially in college also like friendships are sort of based on drama a little bit. Like it's sort of like it's like everyone kind of like gets like fired up together about like something that happened,
right? It's like Vanderpump Rules, like any yeah. kind of thing that happens, everyone's like kind of involved because they're peripherally there and they know all the people.
It's exciting.
It's like
what right, else are you talking about? Right, you have
like
a job,
right? You have a boyfriend fight with your boyfriend in college. It's probably about something that happened like in his like his like fraternity, and like all those people are involved, and then all your friends are involved. It's like a
right. It's a thing. It right. becomes like a it becomes like a thing that happened. And now I think like because we don't really spend time as much time together, like people like it's not about things that happened.
Right.
I mean, okay. I
so
also
that's why you think you really want to keep the people who are like supporting you, because like those are the people that like know what's going on. They're not in it like they were in college. Like they're less involved in your actual problem
right.
than they were in college. But they're like the people who like give a shit about you the most, who are going to help you even though they're not involved.
Right. I also feel like as we've gotten older, like I just don't even care to like talk to anyone who does not like yeah, I'll like answer your text, but like I just am not interested in like being near anybody who does not make me feel like positive. Mm-hmm. Like I just don't need that. And I don't mean like oh you have to like kiss my ass to like to like talk to me. But I mean, like, generally, like, do we like work as people and right. do we relate on
do
a level?
Do you connect on yeah. a certain level?
Yeah. Like, do we have something to actually talk about that is not like just talking shit about other people? Like, right. is there like something really there? And I'm like, if the only thing that I have to talk to someone about is talking shit about other people, mm-hmm. I'm like, I want nothing to do with you because I know that you probably don't have anything else to talk to anyone about. Like, so you're probably just talking shit about me and I have no interest in like pursuing any sort of relationship with that type of person.
Right.
And it's like another thing I've actually been thinking about is like, I've heard this like saying that like, you're like the sum of the five people you like spend the most time with.
Right.
So it's like, okay, who are those five people? Like you have to kind
like
of
your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then like three or four friends.
And then for us,
like each other.
Yeah. It's also, okay. I mean, I think we have like obviously a very different take than most people because we work with like people, like we've known each other for like so right. many years and we also work together. So it's definitely not the same thing for us because like I don't have to like reach out to you. Like
right.
I'm talking
we'll
to
just
all the
like
time.
Be in the room.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In the yeah. room. So that's not really like a, that's almost like more like a college friendship in some ways.
Yeah, right. I think we are, but it's like it's different.
And not
like,
personally, but more like professionally.
Yeah,
it's a professional college relationship.
Yeah, it's like if we were running like a website in college, which we kind of were, but not in like a real way. But yeah, I just think it becomes like less. Like I think there's still like emphasis on the group, but like what's the point of that? Like you're not gonna like are you gonna have a friend group when you're like when you like all have babies? Are you gonna have like your baby friend group? Like
I think you could. I think you can still have like a friend. You could have like a group of friends that gets along well together and hangs out. But it's less again like you were saying before. It becomes more about your individual friendships with the people in the group than the
right.
group.
Right. And you're like, not gonna have like friends for the sake of like. Having them
right.
once you're older and like you have like a real life and like responsibilities because you just don't
there's no time for that. That's really like the older you get the less like time you have to just like fuck around.
Yeah,
it's like true, like you have more responsibilities, you eventually like have kids, you have like husband, you have like a dog or some shit.
You have a dog
right.
He's one of the five people I spend the most yeah. time with.
So have you ever like just like let go of a friend that you no longer connected with?
Yeah, a lot. Like I definitely have because I just like sometimes I just feel like, and it's not like, oh, I'll like never ignore, I'll like ignore this person.
Right.
But it's sort of just like, I don't really like relate to you in a way that I feel, and I don't mean this in like a selfish way, that I feel is like benefiting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if, like, I think that if this friendship is able to like be let go or become more distant, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's just like a reality of like who you've each become. And that's okay.
Well, has anyone ever confronted you about a lot like about you not wanting to hang out with them anymore as you've gotten older?
Never in like a serious substantial way where we've had to like have a convo about it, but like I've definitely had conversations with people about like the status of like our friendship.
Right.
And it's like I don't know, I don't think again I think like the thing is that you should try to like keep that like positive. So that like you don't need, just because people aren't close anymore doesn't mean they can't like each other and like love their history.
Doesn't mean they can't like each other's Instagrams. Just because you're not best friends anymore doesn't mean. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Have you ever had someone confront you?
I have. It's not, I think you know that.
Well, you asked me. Yeah. I figured you were fishing for me to ask you.
Yeah. No, I have had that. And I think it's like a weird situation when like someone, because you always like, you value and love someone for like their historical meaning for you in their life, but kind of like conscious uncoupling,
mm-hmm.
not to ever quote Gwyneth Paltrow, but it's sort of like someone could be really important for you at a certain time in your life. And then like you, as you grow up, especially when you're like a child, when you meet them, you grow up, your personalities evolve, they change. It doesn't mean anyone has like a worse or better personality, but
yeah.
just that they don't like the two people again, like aren't serving each other in like a way that's like either one is like particularly enjoying.
Right.
But sometimes like a breakup like that can be like one-sided and the other person like thinks you get along better than you do.
Right.
And that can be like a kind of awkward situation.
Or like, I think that it also comes down to like, what is like each person's like view of what friendship means? Like,
right.
like, do we have to act like we're best friends? Like, I just feel like it's so much better to just kind of like acknowledge what the reality of the relationship is. And then it's more real and positive as opposed to like,
right.
like, yeah. you don't have to,
Right. Where you can have a friend where it's like, if you saw her on the street, like you would love to like say hi and catch up. Or if you saw them at an event where like all your other like friends and your group of friends were at, like, of course you'd hang out and say like, hello, right, and like catch up. But like, maybe you don't want to get like dinner with them, or you don't want to like spend, because right, you're not like that close. And I think that like, if that's like not acknowledged evenly on both sides, then it gets to be like an awkward thing.
Right. Well, I would say like, even people who I say like, oh, I'm not really, I'm kind of consciously deciding that I don't really want to be as close, because like I was saying, like, oh, like if you can only talk shit about people to right, me, I don't want to really be near you. That doesn't mean that I don't like, I hate you. It just means that like, we don't really relate on like a level that is worth it.
Right.
To me. And I think if like the other person is like really honest with themselves, it's not really worth it to them either. Because mm-hmm,
it's kind of like not to bring everything back to dating, but like, it's kind of like in a breakup when like you two of you aren't right for each other, one person just realizes it sooner. And the other person is like hurt because they haven't realized it yet.
Right. But it doesn't even have to be right. It ultimately sort of like benefits like everyone. Like friendship, it should be a two-way street. And like,
right,
if you,
why would you want to hang out with someone that doesn't really want to hang out with you?
Yeah. And like, let's say it just means you just want to kind of like hang out less, or relate on like a less, like
a more superficial level.
Yeah. Or you want to relate on a more superficial level. Like, that doesn't, superficial does not have to mean bad. It just means less close. And like, right, that's okay. Like, yeah, at least for me, I don't find that like offensive or like anything. It's just right, like,
because it's natural. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so much better to have like honesty between like two people than it is to have like,
I agree, but some people can't handle that.
Can't handle the truth.
They can't handle the truth. But like, yeah, I think like as you get older, you have less time to like waste on people who aren't bringing you like what you want in life. And so like your friend group, like in terms of like your group is like, yeah, your groups are still there. They're still peripherally there. They're still there to like celebrate the important moments in your life with you and like have that traditional meaning for you. But the older you get, there definitely like becomes a smaller circle of people, often like picked from various groups of people, mm-hmm, like larger groups of people that you connect with really well. And that organically just like you serve, just like, not because they're better or worse than other people in the group, but just because they like connect with you more.
It also doesn't even have to be like, oh, this specific group got smaller. It could be like one individual relates to this individual, so they're closer. That individual relates to like these two people better. And it just becomes like you actually just gravitate more into who you're speaking to. And that's okay. It's not like in college where you're forced into a room with a pregame with each other all the time. You're actually like the relationships are more real and more one-on-one. And like that way it doesn't have to be like, oh, well we have to like the four of us have to be this close. Right. Like it's not like that. It's like this person's close with these two people and this person's close with these two people. And you might have like a common thing and you can all just like enjoy each other. You don't need to like feel weird about it.
Well, it's funny because like in Real Housewives they have those like stupid fights in like Beverly Hills. Are you watching the season?
I'm like behind, but
yeah. Or like the like Dorit, Kyle, Lisa Vanderpump thing where they're like fighting over like who's better friends with like each other, which is like,
yeah,
so weird.
It's like if you have to fight about it, there's a problem to begin with.
Right. I mean, their friendships are definitely based in some weird superficial shit.
What are your thoughts on being friends with people for the sake of history?
I think you can be superficially friends with someone for the sake of history. Cause like, I do think there's something special about someone that has like known you since you didn't become the person you were. Mm-hmm. It's funny because you have like people that you've met older when you become like more of who you like yourself. I feel like every year you just get to know yourself a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of like cool and funny to have people who knew you like, even like when you were a child before that even like became who you were. So I think that those people are good to keep around peripherally, even if you've like lost touch with them you're not like the most in sync with them friendship wise, but they're still good to like keep around.
Right. I know you're not like a dinner getter with people, but like, that's the kind of person who I would like get dinner with. Like, every once in a while, like every like few months, it's like, oh, like we like, and I find with the, like that type of person, like I have like, I would say like my oldest friend from mm-hmm. like elementary school, like we're still like pretty close in the sense that like, we'll get like dinner every few months and like, but it's like very normal. It's like when we see each other, it's not like we're less close. Like this just is our relationship. And I feel like that's sort of like oh, like this just like is the, like the way our relationship is actually keeps us being like better friends longer, because it's like, okay, this is like how it is. We both like it this way. Right. We both really like love each other.
I think maybe we're thinking of those things differently, but like that person, like, or do you just not get along with them well enough to like see them like, I think we're thinking about them. I think you're thinking of someone that you're still like relatively close with.
Yeah, I am. I just don't speak to her.
I'm talking about people who like you've just known forever that you're like not like your personalities don't really mesh in a way that you like.
Fair.
Like really like wanna, you know what I mean? Like would like, you wouldn't like be excited to get dinner with them. You would like do it because you had to.
Right. Like you'd reschedule six times.
Right.
Yeah.
Like someone who you'd more like just see at like an engagement party and like say hello to and like make some small talk with.
Right. I don't know that I have anyone that I personally feel like I don't know, like that about, that's like very old friend. Mm-hmm. Like I sort of feel like I'm not friends with anyone like that. Yeah. She just mouthed something to me. No, I think that is like a different thing, because that was never even really that close.
Okay. So like you're saying like there's people who you were never that close with that you could just like catch up with at an event.
Yeah.
Whereas like people that you once were close with, you try to maintain those, that closeness.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But only because we clearly both want to, and mm-hmm. like, cause it's not like a dreadful thing.
Right.
Like, I think it's really like, you have to kind of be in tune with the way you feel about doing it. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like it's a chore, then it's not
then
worth
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Right. Then don't do it.
Yeah.
And if you feel like you feel better having this person, then do it.
Yeah, I think people think it's like selfish to like not hang out with someone who wants to hang out with you, but it's like at the end of the day, like
you're saving them time,
and it's like life's short, like do what you want to do, like hang out with who you want to hang out with, like don't be mean to anyone, but like don't, like you don't have to, like you don't like see someone just because like you feel obligated to, like they're not doing them a service and you're not doing yourself a service.
Right. Well, I think it takes sometimes might take people longer to realize that you're actually, that they're better off without you. Cause who needs someone who doesn't,
it's like a guy, like you. Eventually you'll realize that you'll want find someone who likes you a lot, and like no use fighting for the ones that don't.
Right. It's very true.
Okay. Would you rather never make another friend for the rest of your life or drop all your friends and have to make entirely new ones?
Never make another friend.
Same.
Yeah.
I hate speaking to people.
No, not even that. Like, I think that I have, like, a solid, like, number of people, and, like, not even just a number of quantity. Like, I have people that I feel like, oh, like, I really...
When's the last time you made a new close friend?
3 years ago.
Okay. Mine was probably more like six.
College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like friend in a way that like they weren't like married to one of my siblings or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I think it's much harder to make friends as you get older. There's like too much to like learn almost about the person.
Right. And unless you sort of like,
it's riskier. You could be crazy.
Well, I think most of the time the people you meet aren't just like, you're not meeting them on the subway. Like, you meet them through
something normal. Right. Right. It's kind of funny though. Like my boyfriend, I can now consider like one of my best friends, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I haven't made a new friend in like so long, but I'm like, it's like part of me is like, I hate speaking and meeting new people, and part of me is like, oh my God, I love you. Like, am I missing out by like not having any new friends?
I actually, in the context of this, would you rather, I'd rather make new friends. But I think that as people get older, they, as you said, they understand themselves more. So I think that the friends that they do make, it's harder to make them. But the friendships, if you make them, are higher quality, because you're not just making them to make them. We're in college.
You're not like grandfathered in.
Yeah, like we're in college, you're making them because like we had fun in a pregame, we met in the bathroom line, like, oh, like we're now friends, like we can be fake friends and we can like relate on some shallow level. But now if you are even gonna like approach friendship with someone, it's probably because you like actually really like relate to them. And I think that it's like, the more you know about yourself, the more easy it is to identify whether someone would click with you in a way that's worth like pursuing this new friendship. So you'll probably make, I don't know, fewer new friendships, but it'll
just
take better.
It just takes a while for them to like really, for you to really get to know someone.
Like, I think my mom's a good example.
And that's the whole thing with like the amount of time you have. Like, if I'm investing in this friendship, like we're gonna have to spend a lot of time together to like really get to know each other, as well as these friends that I spent like 4 years with in college, or like my entire childhood with growing up.
Right. Like, okay, my mom actually is like a good example of this. She has a ton of friends from like growing up, and like those are some of her closest friends. But she also has friends who, like, I didn't realize this, I guess, when I like was younger, but like they were new friends for her. And now some of those people are like still her closest friends. So I think that it's not like impossible to make friends at any age, as long as it's like as long as it's based in something real.
Right. I think it's just hard to find that comfort that you have, like the, like, I'm like, can like, yeah, you know, you get, you know how I am. So like, you know what I mean?
But you feel that with your boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But like that, I spend a lot of time with him. Like that's like cultivated. It's like, obviously, right, but like
you choose to spend a lot of time with him.
Right. But I'm never going to spend as much time with him as I'm going to spend with like a new friend that I make. Right. We're not like hanging out like three nights, like right. five nights a week.
Right. It's also like, you know, much more like.
It's like that's much intimate. More intense, right? It's more intimate. There's more like involved in it. Like, I'm never gonna have a friend that I see like as often as that. I wouldn't have time.
I wouldn't really want.
And two, I wouldn't really want. That's what I'm saying. Like that it's almost like it's sort of a parallel example, but it's not exactly the same, because you'll never really spend as much
you're
time
also
as
not
someone
gonna have
you're
sex
dating
with someone like
that's your friend,
which like chemically bonds you to somebody.
Right. That's
it's
true.
Like, there's also that aspect.
It's a good point.
Okay. Would you rather have 30 bridesmaids or 0 bridesmaids?
30.
You'd rather have 30.
I'd rather have 30.
I want to have 0 bridesmaids at my wedding.
Really?
First of all, I'm just picturing the context of my like wedding that I want. I want a very, very small destination wedding so that no one will come. I don't have to pay for them. And I don't like, I was actually reading this article like yesterday. I think it was like the New York Times. Ever heard of it? And it was like, these two people were like writing about how they don't want like a wedding party because it just like causes stress for people. It's expensive. It's like, it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And like, I just think personally, for the kind of like way I see my wedding hopefully going,
right,
I don't want it to be like I wouldn't want any.
I feel okay. I could see that in that, like when you're explaining it like that, yeah. I could definitely see
in my
like,
context, it makes sense for me.
Right. No, I could see that. I think it's kind of like, if I'm going to have any, I'm going to have 30.
Yeah.
Right. So I have a lot of sisters, and I have a lot like
right.
female
you have,
friends.
Like you're already like
all these things. Right.
Yeah, you're also already like filled up with bridesmaids just from your sisters.
Right. Yeah. I've got like them like set, but I do like the idea of like having like very few just right. intimate things.
Also,
that's how you should surround yourself with people.
I don't want to like make you pay for all this dumb shit.
But you're having a destination wedding, so I'm still paying for like that.
Well, it'd be like, that'd be different.
Right. Weddings are so annoying, but that's a different topic. That's a different podcast topic that we will get to at a later date. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any comments about this or any questions, please email us at slapped@betches.com. That's slapped at betches.com. If you have a topic you want us to discuss, or if you have any comments on this topic or anything else, please do it.
Also, rate and review.
Yeah, rate, review, 5 stars. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.